No, I'm not a poor baby. I'm more reptilian, cold-blooded, reptilian, cold-blooded, and go in to win the election.
We're going to take a short break. I want to...
Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to all the Illuminati news. Make sure you smash that like button as you enter. We got a huge show for you today. Russell Brand, Skull and Bones, aliens, freaking aliens, and robot programming.
That's pretty good, but try it like this. Donut.
I know y'all don't want that intro that long, so we're going to shorten up that intro. Hello, everybody. Put a one in the comment if you can hear me okay, and we'll start the show. And Happy New Year, Lashana Tova, which means Happy Sweet New Year, as we are about to enter fall. Ember, the Ember rituals. It looks like everybody can hear me, but what is happening in the mainstream news right now is Russell Brand and his similarities to Charles Manson and Charles Manson's connection with the hippie movements and the CIA, all to push mind-altering chemicals into everybody's brain as we are in the year of the rabbit. Last year in October, I was like, alien disclosures for the year of the rabbit, because Bugs Bunny was the first abductee by Marvin the Martian. So the rabbit is always connected to alien stuff, as there is a rabbit on the moon. And most recently, the last few videos, I was saying, look out for Lunasa or the Mid-Autumn Festival, which is the Mooncake Festival. This is the Lunar New Year. We have entered the Lunar New Year. When the moon goes new moon into Virgo, that means it's the Lunar New Year. And this is important. A lot of cultures, like, this is how they do it on the clock system. This is the most important holiday in Asia, the Mooncake Festival, for example. So this is important, even though we only do this like sun calendar with these seasons. And we're also looking out for the date, September 23rd, right? It's in all the predictive programming, the 23 Enigma. Now, that is the first day of fall, and it just seems like things are aligning for some major, major catastrophe, some sort of strange event we covered over on the Patreon most recently. So shout out to everybody that supports independent people like myself and others. It does help out. We got to pay for internet. We're living lives as well, but put up a new video, Strange News and Phenomenon, September, October, New Year rituals going into the text alert, Airbnb, and the Peru aliens. Yes, well, we're going to cover that here. Don't worry. Don't worry. But first, let's talk about Russell Brand. Now, I don't trust Russell Brand, and I don't trust the Russell Trust. I don't know if you know about that, but we'll get into it. Connected to Skull and Bones, as Skull and Bones is at Yale, and Yale will be celebrating its 322 year on October 9th. And right after that, the Knights Templars were all rounded up on October 13th, which was Friday the 13th. And this October 13th perfectly aligns with Friday the 13th. Then we have the eclipse over the Four Corners. There's so much predictive programming with the eclipse over the Four Corners. It's unbelievable. And we've been covering that here on this channel quite a bit. how you have the crypto downfall over the Four Corners. I really hope something don't happen here in Arizona. I'm in Arizona. That would be terrible. I hope it doesn't happen anywhere, but I'm out here in Arizona where the Four Corners is, and that goes into portal symbolism, which is connected to the music industry. And the four, opening up the four different elements, fire, air, earth, water. We're going into Libra, which is an air sign. So I'm looking out for Airbnb. We covered this over on the Patreon a little bit, how what is happening astrologically is connected to collapsing markets. There's this pattern recognition that markets seem to collapse during this time of these astrological alignments. And if you don't even believe in that woo-woo stuff, that is fine. October always brings the October surprises and a lot of other stuff, but especially the Skull and Bones connection, as Russell Brand sounds a lot like the Russell Trust, and he's being accused right now. This is how they set people up, with somebody coming out speaking the truth so you can trust them, but their ties are straight connected to Illuminati members. Now, not just him, but you even got Scientologists that are part of Hollywood, Danny being in a lot of trouble as well. Here's the cast of That 70s Show at the Scientology churches over the years. They perform at the Scientology churches all the time. There's so many different years and footage of all of them doing this. You got people like Grant Cardone, who is also a Scientologist. So these certain people get awarded in the industry, and they're all connected to UFO cults, as we are in the year of the UFO. And we just smashed the 1,000 viewership. Every time we smash through 1,000, I like to remind y'all to smash that like button, share this video out. It is a Saturn day night. A lot of people are out worshiping alcohol at the altar, which is the bar in the Alcool. So if you share this out when they get home from being wasted, you know, maybe we plant some seeds in their head, because a lot of seeds are being planted through the mind control. Even optogenetics, right? What they do is they do this light flickering, and they can plant false memories into flies' heads. You don't think that that could happen to us as well on this world stage of the cell phone? And there was an Illuminati cell phone commercial that just came out. Nobody's covered this. You're going to hear it first here. It's pretty wild. I don't know how nobody covered it yet, because it is seriously, it's the most Illuminati phone system that has ever been released. Now, you can see here, Russell Brand, very similar to Charles Manson, is Russell Brand. I mean, people like the bad boy, right? People line up for Charles Manson as prison cell or Dahmer. People seem to tend to like the psychopath, especially in the death cult that we live in today. The psychopath is very, very well loved and admired and cherished. And Russell Brand is the exact image of Charles Manson, and he portrays the psychopath giving you the news. But what's kind of interesting is his Sanpaku eyes. We're going to get into that. This is wild. My friend shared this to me, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I started looking into it, and I fell down the donut hole. I mean, there's so much evidence to psychopathy and people about to get with the Sanpaku eyes. I'm going to show you this right now. It's so fascinating. It's called Sanpaku. It is a Japanese eye superstition, and it's the yin and yang. So right up here, if your eye is up here and it's showing the three whites, Sanpaku means the three whites, that means that you're in danger, but you're harmless. And this would be a normal eye. And this would be the psychopathic eye, somebody who is psychotic and psychopathic. So look out for people with eyes like this, because they are nuts. And I looked at the mirror, like, you can look down and up and your eye will do this or whatever. But Through the imagery, we can see this with Russell Brand and his psychotic tendencies. So you could see it right here with him, the eyes, how there's the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, where you could see the top of the eyes. Now, this is heavily documented, and I'm going to show you with the imagery of large national figures with these eyes, or people part of certain death cults with these eyes, or UFO cults. Very interesting. Now, Russell Brand, he went on his 33 tour. Oh, maybe that's not enough evidence for everybody to think that he's connected with the secret societies and the Illuminati establishments. But I mean, it is kind of strange that 33 tour, he has the 33 tattoo, the all-seeing eye tattoo as well on him. People love him because he is the psychopath bad boy that is portraying Charles Manson right there. I mean, it's the same person. I don't think they're cloned, but it's definitely the Hollywood movie magic. Now, Skull and Bones has something called the Russell Trust. The Russell Trust is put on by Daniel Coit Gilman. Daniel Coit Gilman is the 201 people. We're always bringing up the 201 people. And he was the co-founder of the Russell Trust Association, which did all the business and the money management for Skull and Bones at Yale. Now, Yale has existed in America longer than the Corporation of America has existed. So you got two different flags. So America was first civil, in a sense, and the flag went vertical. But when it goes horizontal, the flag, it means the corporation has took over. Now, I looked up the civil flag, and quite interesting that Peru pops up, and Peru has that flag, but they are straight connected to the United Nations and this alien. I'm gonna reveal what we revealed on the Patreon, how this whole alien agenda that I've been talking about, starting up a new religion, is straight connected, this new research, to the United Nations, transhumanism, and some other crazy stuff. Yeah, this is going to be a wild, wild show. And I don't think you're going to get this information from many other channels. So it is important to share this out because we are diving deep into the donut hole, into the research. So the connections of Charles Manson, yeah, they look similar. He's got the crazy eyeballs. He's got the 33 tour. And his name, Russell Brand, sounds like Russell Trust, the Skull and Bones. Okay, big deal. Well, Daniel Coit Gilman, John Hopkins, they had an event that took place on October 18th. October 18th is the day of this event. It took place here where you can see the as above, so below. I mean, this is super elite. This is where JP Morgan would hang out and all that while they were creating the Federal Reserve. And then he was dating Katy Perry, who does all the Illuminati stuff. And she released Prism on this date, October 18th, an important day for the 201 Illuminati. She released Prism to cover up through the Google algorithms, Prism, which came out through Edward Snowden. This is how they bury the information, through titling these big celebrities that sell out stadiums, these mystics who have more control than your politicians. And Russell Brand was dating her. She releases this Prism album on October 18th, just like this event happened on October 18th. You even got Russell Brand with his psychopathic, non-empathetic tendencies talking crap to this old man, telling this old man that he and this guy is banging this old man's daughter, humiliating him, lack of empathy, a sign of a psychopath. And he did it on October 18th, another ritual that went down on October 18th, another day to look out for. And this chick was the one that they were humiliating publicly, humiliating this poor woman and her grandfather, saying that they were banging her and all this. So this is a sign of lack of empathy, which is a narcissistic trait right here. Warning signs of a narcissistic psychopath. Lack of empathy seems to be the top one right there. And I mean, his whole history of Russell Brand is very tragic, a very tragic history, which would go into building that trauma with him. But I mean, he's super awarded, meeting with the Queen and all this. And so you got these big figures that talks really good stuff and very fun to listen to, maybe, you know, talking against these big establishment people, but they are the establishment people that put them into place. That's what we're getting at on this channel, is that. Now, if you don't like any of what I just showed you and presented, and you're still on the fence, well, this is the deal, the closer. This will change the game on that. Here is him kissing the Satanist Yuval right here. He's kissing him. This guy is straight connected to Davos and the World Economic Forum as well. And he also says that religion is fake news. So he can't really come out and say, yo, I'm a satanic, Satanist, transhumanist. So they do it in different ways. They do it in different ways. And this is the same thing with environmentalist. I want to protect the environment. But that was all changed through the PR propaganda of Julian Huxley. Straight connected to UNESCO, where the minds are of where this alien is being implanted into everybody's consciousness, the year of the rabbit. The alien agenda is connected to the environmentalist agenda. And when you tie it back, it's connected to the British Eugenics Society. Pretty scary stuff. Pretty scary stuff. So five people are accusing Russell Brand, the five women. It's all the way at the bottom. They don't want to put it at the top because he's one of them. So they want to bury it. He's going through his humiliation ritual right now. Just like I was able to predict Machine Gun Kelly's rise to power when I first started this channel, I said he's going through humiliation ritual. He'll be famous. He got famous. So he's being accused by five women, which goes into the five ritual. Here's Jack the Ripper with the five women. This is all ritualistic. You got the five people in the submersible. We've documented this quite a bit. But these eyeballs are so interesting. I'm going to say around the Sapuca eyeballs. Here's Takeoff, who was just recently assassinated on So-Win on October, on November 1st, I believe, or October 1st, So-Win. And he has the three white eyes at the bottom. Here's Princess Diana with the three white eyes at the bottom. That means tragedy is coming their way. Here's Michael Jackson with the three white eyes at the bottom. Even Angus Cloud, the three white eyes. The Weeknd seems to have it. So look out, Weeknd, as he's doing a bunch of weird rituals. But if it's on the top of the eyeballs, it's the psychopath. You can see all these crazy psychopaths, especially this guy. All these psychopaths with these eyeballs at the top or at the bottom. The bottom is tragedy. And you should see it a lot. There's so much evidence to it. And I just learned about this today. And I thought it was quite fascinating. And I wanted to present this to everybody here on the channel. Thank you so much. Right there, Eazy-E. Tragedy came his way. Michael Jackson. Tragedy came his way. AOC, psychopath, got it up there, right? UFO church right here. The Heaven's Gate cult, where they all ascended on the 322 date, November 18th, where he had them all whack himself on the 322 date. The same day that Jim Jones went down as well. Jim Jones, they all did that. I'm sure Jim Jones has those eyeballs like Charles Manson or Russell Brand. Here's JFK with the lower eyes. I believe that's the Wizard of Oz. So there's a lot of evidence to this. And here's Charles Manson with three white eyes at the top of the psychopath. Right there. How fascinating. How fascinating. I think it's fascinating. I mean, So look out for people with the eyeballs like that, with the three white eyes here at the top right there. That shows psychopathy. Here's another one. He's known for his crazy eyes. Russell and his crazy eyes. And he does a lot of the symbolism as well on top of all that. But we all see that. The Masonic handshakes, the bowing down to the crown and whatnot. So a lot of crazy stuff is being prepared for October. If you don't believe in the woo-woo stuff and these portals opening up and the symbolism and the skull and bones, well, you can believe in the Fed. You believe in fake money. People worship money because it's a belief system. So that's the biggest religion, is the belief of money. And money replaced the tribal leader. The tribal leader, if you got ostracized, you were pretty much gone, because there's all these lions, tigers, and bears. Same thing with money. You lose your job, you're going to have the same autonomic nervous response as a robot would, because the elites look at you as animals, Animal Farm. And here's the guy that Russell Brand was kissing. He says, we don't need the vast majority of the population. Or Arnold saying, screw your freedoms. It all gets into very, very strange satanic transhumanism stuff. And who coined the term transhumanism? Julian Huxley, who started UNESCO at the United Nations, where the UNESCO minds are revealing the alien. Yeah, I don't know if anyone's talked about this yet, but we've been covering it over on the Patreon. And we're going to uncover that to you here tonight, because it is absolutely fascinating. But October, we're entering some big time rituals with the Fed saying that U.S. households are on the brink with excess savings. This doesn't mean total collapse, but this doesn't look good. Savings are dwindling. And in October, you're going to also have to start paying for your indoctrination again with the student loans, which is the about the same price of getting a new car. You're going to have to pay $300 to $600 a month. And the millennials are buying these Airbnbs up here in New York or whatever, and they're being banned. Airbnb, Libra, Air, going into October. Things ain't looking too good. Things are not looking too good for the rituals. And it gets into Vedic astrology and the connections to markets collapsing. Pretty wild. We got a great audience in here tonight. I mean, tons of people. Hello, 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 Katina, Beth, Cynthia, Jungle J, Ons, Forever, Dude, man, so many people up in here. Hello, everybody. Do you want to know about the aliens? Or do you want to know about the Apple iPhone? Because there's some weird stuff happening. At least with the aliens. We'll start it off with a little alien. We'll go into the Apple, because the Apple is connected to the alien. Oh, hello, Prescott. Somebody from Prescott. Hello, Canada. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to Scotland. And China. It's actually more of British Empire, Canada, than it is China, which I find fascinating. Aliens. Hello, hello, hello. 33 pages. Okay, yeah. 33 pages right here. The independent group of these NASA people did a 33-page report on UFOs most recently. This just came out while they're showing us the Peru aliens and what happened just a couple weeks ago. Peruvian village attacked by big aliens. It's all priming us to accept the whole alien agenda. And it's all happening in Lunasa. But this is the new Apple iPhone, total Illuminati hand phone. You have to do this hand sign, the 666 hand sign, for it to work, for the watch to work. So this whole commercial is hilarious. It's a total Illuminati commercial. You do the Illuminati okay hand sign, and then your phone will work for the Apple 9. Look, so the whole commercial, this is hilarious. They're throwing up that the hate sign or the 666 sign or the okay sign, and she's talking to her watch. This is all like the movie Her. She's talking to the watch. It looks like, oh my goodness, she might be a psychopath. She might be a psychopath. She got the eyeballs. See, this is what you got to look out for, is the three white eyes up here at the top. Crazy, crazy, crazy. She's speaking to it just like in the movie Her. So lonely. But then he gets to talk to the AI. Great film. Go check out that film. And then she ends up, after she does talk, she throws it up. This whole commercial, I don't think anybody's reported on this yet, but this is the Apple iPhone watch. That's hilarious, right? These are different screenshots from it. The whole commercial is doing that. It's magic at your fingertips. And even when you're sleeping, you'll be doing the hand sign even while you're asleep. Oh, here's Elon Musk doing it. But I mean, it does make sense for Apple to do it for the 666, as the first Apple computer was $666. You got the Illuminati 666 satanic stuff there. And their phone is $666 as well, just backwards, the 999. Just like the Jets were playing on 9/11, and we all know about the Jets and 9/11, and the football player collapsed, and the time frame said 119, which is 9/11 in reverse. Crazy, crazy stuff. But what I focus on is the celebrities' connection to MK Ultra mind control with these big artists, these big festivals like Taylor Swift. And really breaking it down. And here's Timothy Leary throwing up that same hand gesture, the 666 hand gesture. We broke this down on the Patreon with the homunculologist and the connections to 420 and the occult, as they push these psychological substances on the population. And they're all doing it now. You got a big Stanford doctors coming out promoting psychological hallucinogens, big channels that interview Elon Musk pushing the psychological hallucinogens. They want everybody on these schizoid drugs, because that's what it was called. It was called schizogenics because it made you a schizo or something like that. So they had to rebrand it to psychedelical. So they rebrand it because it has a better name, just like they're rebranding eugenics to environmentalists. It's pretty sick. And I'll prove it. I'll prove it if you smash the like button, because we almost got 2,000 people up in here as we're streaming on Facebook and YouTube. And this is pretty hot content. I just feel like it's the new year, and I wanted to go hard on the new year and bring some truth out to everybody. So here's that 666 hand gesture that we just see, the Apple iPhone. The Apple iPhone is an alien when you look at it. Here's Cheech and Chong doing it. But oh no, it's an innocent, just smoking the herb, smoking the ganja. But you could say that, but it is the 666 hand sign right there. It's the exact hand sign that we see. Just like we saw those MFers aren't real doing the Baphomet hand sign on National UFO Day, on World UFO Day, on 7/2, or June 24th, which is John the Baptist Day, which is important for the Templars. And the Templars are an arm of the Masons. That's why the Masons' first building, I believe, was built on this date as well. Aesop Rocky in the news. I thought their baby was going to be born on the alien day. I did get that wrong. Connected with the egg rituals. And just to continue the egg rituals, this fake alien has the egg in it. But I did this documentary on the War of the Roses. She's wearing the roses and the Tudor family. And this is where a lot of the power structure stems from. And then you got the secret societies like the Rosicrucians and all of that right there, which goes deep as well. I thought I had that clip lined up, but I don't have it lined up. But I can pull it up for y'all if give me a second. This is weird. I guess E.T. never said phone home, and he says home phone. I didn't watch it, but that's kind of weird. That's that Mandela effect happening. Let me see if I could pull up this Illuminati War of the Roses clip, because this is a private documentary that I made and wanted to play
it. War of the Illuminati Roses.
Look at that intro, sick intro. But I did talk about, look at this, the rose symbolism. I don't know what it's going to say. Let me see. Hold up, hold up. I guess I'll play it from right here. And I believe Rihanna's baby will be born on UFO Day.
I was wrong.
June 24th or July 2nd. June 24th is a Knights Templar Day, John the Baptist Day. His beheading is important to the Templars. It is also the date the first Masonic Temple, the premier Grand Lodge of England, was established. The colors of red and white are Templar colors, and Rihanna's halftime show at the Super Bowl was in the Templar color scheme. She is an ambassador for Barbados. The oldest establishment in Barbados is Freemasonry, which is connected to the crown. Ancestry plays an essential role to the ruling elite. It's through the... Yeah, so this is War of the Roses over on the Patreon, but I wanted to play... Oh, here's the Da Vinci Code, the Rose Line, which is the bloodline of the elite. Where the heck did I put it? Maybe it was before. Oh, right here. This is an old video when I was out in Lahaina, actually. And I got my channel removed when I was out there. Kind of interesting and spooky. CR, which is the initials of the founder of the Rosicrucians. The Rosicrucians were created by the Order of Sion, and many meanings behind the rose, which have an esoteric meaning. The Rose Cross. Rose is past tense for rise, resurrection. Also, the connection to the sacred feminine. The rose was the main symbol at the Met Gala, Rihanna and Bad Bunny portraying the rose, and the majority of everyone else in the black and white attire representing the Masonic duality checkerboards of balance.
Ooh, so spooky.
All right, so hello, everybody. We're going to get into some more stuff, and we almost got 2,000. I'm just waiting for that 2,000 people up in here. So I could tell y'all to smash the like button again. That's like my favorite thing to say. Smash the like button. And before I started talking about smashing the like button, what happened was people were making fun of my speech impediment. But then I just was like, whatever, I'm just going to say it more. And that's how the whole smash the like button took over the channel. Okay, let's get into the aliens. So this alien, cute little alien, cute little alien guy. Do you think it's real? Put a 1 if you think it's real. Put a 2 if you think it's fake in the comment section. I think it's fake, but I do think that there's some strange stuff over in Peru that's not fake. There's a reason why the United Nations have taken over the mines over there. There's a lot of strange phenomenons that happen over in Peru. So a lot of people think it is fake as well. Majority got the 2. Yes. So I don't know if anyone else has talked about this, but these aliens... Here in Peru, you got the Nazca lines, The Nazca lines, very interesting. Why do they make it? And it was for an above angle, like a crop circle for the gods above or something. I'm not too wicked smart on this ancient alien, old world type stuff. But they were building all these different things here. It's called the Nazca lines. Here's a monkey on the Nazca lines, and they got this little alien guy that they call an ancient astronaut, but it looks just like this little alien guy right there. Now, the weird connections to the Nazca lines are straight connected to UNESCO and the United Nations. And here's a portal, an interdimensional gate on Aramu Maru, and then you even got Lake Titicaca over there, which is known for phenomenons. So there is definitely real strange phenomenons happening out there. And this is why UNESCO took over it. And even Cornholio knew about it, the great Cornholio, who lives in address 322. And this movie, Beavis and Butthead, just to go on a side note, showcase the Hoover Dam collapsing. And the Hoover Dam is on the 36th parallel. Since the beginning of the year, I've been tying it to egg rituals with the Memphis Rite and the egg shortage starting off the year, then Rihanna being born with the baby in the belly, the Knight Templar baby, all the egg stuff. And the 36th parallel, the ley line, goes to Las Vegas, which will be having the event on September 23rd. But the Hoover Dam, which is in Vegas, I used to take trips over that Hoover Dam all the time back when I was a dum-dum. I was pretty dumb at that time. I was still a little wicked smart, but I was getting into some trouble as a teenager. But the great Cornholio knew about Lake Titicaca. And the Hoover Dam is shown in the Beavis and Butthead collapsing, just like on the $50 bill. If you make it a pentagon or a pentagram, on the $20 bill, you see the two towers collapsing. You also see the Hoover Dam flooding. Something to look out for as well. As right before they released this information of this alien, they were showcasing the Peruvian village being attacked by aliens. And then you even have on the Illuminati Day, Las Vegas being attacked by the aliens. Now, these ancient non-human alien bodies found in mines. Well, where are these mines? Who controls these mines? You're hearing it first. UNESCO and the United Nations does. The guy presenting this information under oath to the Mexican government, under oath. He can't be lying, or he's under oath. He's saying that these are aliens that have eggs in them with the egg rituals. Well, he went to a Jesuit school, which is kind of interesting there because there's this connection in old lore with the Illuminati and the Jesuits. But he went to the school called UNAM. And UNAM, you got the double-headed Masonic eagle right there. And it is like in UNESCO World Heritage Site right here, UNESCO. UNESCO was created by Julian Huxley. So I don't know. I think that symbolism is quite interesting, which goes back to the Hittites as well, the double-headed order out of chaos stuff. So this information is being released out of the UNESCO World Heritage Site at the Nazca Lines. The United Nations took over this because there is actually something going on there with the ley line or something, you know. But who's in control of these mines that they're releasing this information? It's UNESCO. UNESCO World Heritage Site. That's where these aliens are coming out of. Now, who created UNESCO, which is connected to the environmentalists and the United Nations? Right here, you can see the 2030 agenda, all connected to Julian Huxley. The Huxleys, you probably heard of Aldous Huxley and his Illuminati Eye writing the book Brave New World. Well, I don't know if you know about his brother, the first director of UNESCO and the World Wildlife Fund right here. You probably got that on one of your debit cards that you can go donate to. and also British Eugenic Society. So what happened was eugenics got a bad rap because of World War II. So they rebranded it through propaganda PR. Public relations simply means propaganda. It's just another word for it. And they changed this eugenics to environmentalism. Oh, we're just trying to keep humanity in perpetual balance with nature. You've seen the Georgia Guidestones. Keep humanity at 500 million. This text message that's about to be released is to count the population. It's a population census happening. Now, Julian Huxley is all about the environment. This is where it's all stemming from. He coined the term transhumanism, which is you getting Elon Musk's Neuralink or just having a cell phone. You just having a cell phone is pretty much transhumanism, but it's going to get much, much more metaversey with Elon and Zuckerberg. It's all got to go back in time and due to history. People were getting mad that I was talking crap about the hippie movement. This is all connected to the hippie movement as well. This is the counterculture, right? Elon Musk, Russell Brand, really? Counterculture? They're the counterculture? Yes, they're the counterculture today, which is crazy, which is absolutely nuts that people can't see right through this bogus stuff. So he coined the term transhumanism. He was the creator pretty much of the World Wildlife Fund because they had to change the eugenics, right here, a prominent member of the Eugenics Society, to that because it's just a bad word. And his uncle was the bulldog for Darwin, Charles Darwin. So here is his brother, Aldous Huxley, and here's the connection to the hippies. He wrote The Doors of Perception, which pushed the psychedelic experience. They changed the word psychedelic from these acid and mushroom trips from schizogenics to psychedelics because it seemed better. Just like the Tavistock Institute came up with the word cool for the Beatles to use. Yo, it's cool, man. So the youth would accept the drugs given to them. And we just crushed 2,000 people. We got 2,000 people up on here on Facebook and YouTube. Smash the like button. I'm going to remind everybody every time we crush through 1,000. I believe we just broke a record with 2,000 live streaming. So that's wonderful. Let's see if we can break another record with 3,000. Oh my goodness. So Aldous Huxley wrote The Doors of Perception. This is where The Doors got the name of their album, The Doors, who passed away in the 27 Club as well. Aldous Huxley was connected with Manly P. Hall, but he wrote this book, Brave New World. This book was my favorite book as a kid. Oh my goodness, this really woke me up. And then when I got older, I realized, wow, they're insiders as well. Crazy. 1984, Aldous Huxley, George Orwell, all insiders. And they talked about the incubator babies right here. Now, this goes into Darwin's evolution theory, the survival of the fittest. This is the perfect scapegoat for a psychopath as they do these rituals where they're going to have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Because this is what psychopaths do. They tell you what to do before you do it and you don't fight back and you don't say no and protest. They feel like, oh, you let me do it. I told you what I was going to do. And they are telling us exactly what's happening. That's like a lot of the stuff that I talk about. Sometimes it comes to fruition, not because I'm predicting anything. It's because they told everybody what they're going to do. And that's what the psychopath does. So this is happening right now. Scientists grow a whole model of a human embryo without sperm or an egg. This is what was talked about in Aldous Huxley's incubator, Brave New World. And their uncle was Darwin's bulldog for evolution, survival of the fittest. So them saying like, this is true, there's evolution, which is all hocus pocus as well. I think my next documentary is going to expose evolution and ask the questions, are dinosaurs real? If you think dinosaurs are real, put a one in the comment. If you think they're fake, put a two in the comment, because I like to know, because that's going to be the next documentary that I'm going to release and work on, because yeah, I think that's super, super fascinating. Okay, we got a three. Okay, that's okay. Three, two. I even forget what I said. I think two means they're real. No, two means they're fake and one means they're real. I already forgot what they were, but I'll look. I'll have to rewatch this video. So this idea of advocating survival of the fittest gives the elites an okay, saying, look, we're survival of the fittest. We're here to rule you. It gives them the okay for the psychotic tendencies that they have of power. And this all goes back to Plato's Guardian in Plato's Republic, if you want to keep going back. But this is all happening on the Year of the Rabbit. I definitely predicted that. I didn't predict it. I read about this stuff. And they show us this stuff on the dollar bill, LOM. But I was definitely saying in my last videos that mid-September, look out for more alien stuff because of the Mooncake Festival. And now mid-September, we're getting the alien stuff happening. We've been talking about this all year. I don't remember what else I got here. What else do I got here? I remember I filmed a UFO convention back in 2010. And they brought in these crystal skulls because I did video production and I got hired to film the UFO conference. And it was quite fascinating. The guy was showing the crop circles and how it's aligned to all the churches. I thought that was kind of wild. But I just remember this guy brought in a skull and there was like a cult-like following, and not many people, like, oh, the skull, I need to see it and pray to it. Oh, and then they showed the skull. And then these two guys out of place of this event, because you had all these older people that were very hippie, new agey. But then you had these two doctors that were dressed up and they were looking at the skull, and I'm filming it. And they're like, oh, yes, they got the scientific. Oh, very interesting. And it was like they were definitely planted there to make it seem like it was real. I just remember that, and I wanted to bring it up because I think that's an interesting story that happened to me in my life. I think it's interesting. I don't know. Do you think it's interesting? I think it's interesting. I think that how we started the clip off talking about aliens, Nancy Pelosi saying she was a reptilian.
President Biden.
No, I'm not a poor baby. I'm more reptilian, cold-blooded, reptilian, cold-blooded, and go in to win the election.
We're going to take a short break. I want to talk to you more about President Biden.
Whoa. So speaking of reptilians, here's Drake, the Draco constellation. Drake, he's a wax figure right here, but he's throwing up that okay hand sign as well. These Illuminati symbols are, I mean, all over the place, even with the Owl of Minerva. And Ed Sheeran canceled his Las Vegas concert. My aunt and cousin were at this concert, and they said like 1 minute before he canceled it. And I even got images of him in his music videos dressing up as a Knights Templar. But he's like, I'm going to cancel it because the stage is going to collapse. I think he was told something might go down. So he's like, I'm going to cancel it. You got all these people canceling their concerts last minute, from 50 Cent, Blink 182, even Burning Man. I believe Burning Man was a simulation for Google, the AI algorithm, on what to do when this event does take place, where there is a grid down scenario from a cyber incident. And right after this, he posted this the next day, or around then, September 11th, there was cyber incidents happening at the MGM Resort. So I feel like he was definitely told by his Knights Templar homies, yo, something happening right now. And then the next day there's these events, these cyber incidents happening. I think that they're told, like, to look out for these certain dates. Here's the VMAs. I guess this is the new Illuminati hand sign. It's the triangle going down, but you also throw up the horns. I thought that was kind of interesting. As Doja Cat just performed the Demon song at the VMAs. I didn't find it too fascinating. But yeah. That's what's being pushed to the mainstream public is the aroused genitalia, debauchery, gangsta culture was for my generation of the 90s, 80s, 90s, priming us to be aggressive. You even got Rage Against the Machine, punk rock, and now I got to question punk rock. So sad. All these things that I grew up listening to. I was a hippie. I was a little hippie kid playing the Doors on the guitar. And now breaking free from my conditioning and questioning this, all this stuff, Aldous Huxley, all this stuff, Aldous Huxley, all this stuff. So I believe they were priming us through the aggressive music of the 90s and the 80s, the heavy metal. So when the kids graduated, they would be primed and ready for war. Because what happened? We had the Code Red incident happen on 9/11. And Mountain Dew, months prior to 9/11 happening, where they set up the emergency system of Code Red. This didn't exist until 9/11. They set this up, the Code Red signal. Right after Mountain Dew in 2001 released the Code Red symbol. So we're hearing all this Mountain Dew stuff now, but this has been going on for a long time. It's psychological priming. And this is what's been happening with the UFOs for the 90s as well. All the music has been, not music, movies with aliens has been priming us subconsciously, like Blink 182. 182 is July 2nd, which is 7/2 when the girl was on the plane, which is National UFO Day. And on Mad Magazine's 182 issue, you got the bunny, because the bunny rabbit is the bunny on the moon. And you can even see this bunny rabbit is a swastika as well, because that is who's connected with the die Glock and the UFOs. But I've been studying this UFO symbolism of Polaris and the Masonic tracing board, which is also connected to the 9/11 event, where you got the two pillars, you got Sirius, right? The five-pointed star, which America is built off of, the Masonic blazing star, the five-pointed star. And then you got the other star moon thing on the corner, which has seven stars, which could be building seven. So this has all been priming us for quite a long time in our subconscious, I guess. So I like to look at the symbols, and what I've been looking at is this new Code Red, which was supposed to release this month or next month for September, but it seems like they just canceled it. They were going to do it and they canceled it. Maybe they have too much people looking at them, which is kind of good that we're talking all about this, which is like showcasing it to the world. And their symbol is this mountain lion, not mountain, Mountain Dew. Their symbol for the new Code Red is this lion, right? And it looks like the Singapore lion. As I went to Singapore with Christopher Green years ago, and I had so much fun. I just loved being in Singapore. I wish I could go back. We were at the Baller Hotel. That's back when I worked for Christopher. And that's their symbol, which I thought looks very similar. You know, they're on an island as well, I believe. And they even have this lion head being eaten by a fish right here. I mean, I was walking around here. It was so much fun. I just loved being here. This is what made me realize that America is a third world country because of how clean and the infrastructure is so solid there. And I mean, yeah, I really enjoyed being there. I'm so grateful that I got to go there. And here's Ketu, which I think looks very similar. And whenever Mars and Ketu align, brings destruction. I talked about it on my Patreon, but here's the flyer I made for it. You can just look up the last few years whenever this Mars and Ketu align destruction comes for certain markets. Happened in 2018, 2020, 2021, I believe, where there's these significant drops in certain markets as well. So go subscribe to the Patreon tonight. And go check out 300 different videos. I mean, we got so many videos up there. And it supports this channel and this research. But I think it looks like Yaldabaoth. And Yaldabaoth, a lot of people say it's a serpent. But if you watch the Illuminati Worms documentary that we did, we showed how it isn't a serpent. It's actually a worm. It's an Illuminati worm. And we got over, I guess, like over 3 hours of... commentary on the Patreon on this, or you can just watch the 20-minute documentary for free out there. But even the look, it says Fontaine is the fountain, which goes back to the Knights Templar. There was a Knights Templar Fontaine. That's why they cloned Tyrone. His name's Fontaine. But Juan was breaking down this symbolism as well in that Illuminati Worm documentary. These symbols are interesting. And when the world changed forever and got locked down, I just remember the two pillars of the two different boats, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, coming together. It looked like the Knights Templars coming to invade and take over America. That's just the symbolism I see. So I look at the symbols, the Knights Templar symbols, and I'm like, wow, that's some Templar stuff. Here, let me make it bigger and go back and forth. Here's the Knights Templar boats coming to do the banking. And here's these boats coming in for America on the two pillars. Just like Pete Davidson, his dad was part of what changed the world with the Patriot Act, the Tartarian tiptoe. And he has the Knights Templar Cross of Lorraine, the double X, the double cross. And I was looking into Dr. Dre Explosive, which came out in 2001, which is straight connected to Saturn. Yeah. We be getting weird over here. We be breaking down this crazy stuff. Donut 2024. I got some more stuff. Got some more stuff for y'all. Make sure you smash that like button. How is everybody doing tonight? I'm in the comments right now. We can get back into it. I want to drop all this info. Can't listen to Dre anymore. It's all product placement. Yeah, so the hip-hop game, the music industry game, that's how it's been for a long time, is product placement. The movie Pootie Tang revealed this quite a bit as well, that they be sponsored by the Doritos, the Illuminachos, Taco Bell, the Belluminati. They'll be showing them eating these terrible food products. And they show the sexual symbolism in the food products that get you aroused and turn on. And the only way that you can fulfill that excitement that you have in your consciousness is to go buy their product. It's pretty, pretty nuts. Totalitarian tiptoe. It's so hard to say totalitarian tiptoe. I feel like I just said it right. Totalitarian tiptoe. Which is what happens. So when you guys probably already know this, but when this event happened with the two pillars collapsing, what happened was the Patriot Act that Biden helped create. This is just so crazy how in 2001 in March, when Code Red was released as well in May, they showed Life Beyond the Boom, showing the Illuminati eye. I mean, so weird. David Rockefeller with this 1967 issue. He's got the 9/11 on his watch. In the Matrix, Neo, his passport expiring on the exact day, on September 11, 2001. I mean, come on. You got George Bush's father doing his 9/11 speech in 1991, talking about the New World Order. I mean, come on. And then you got Biden leaving all these weaponry in Afghanistan, and they showed the plane with the 119, just like the jets on 9/11. The guy collapsed on the jets. I'm crazy with the 119. Terra Luna hit 119, all-time high, and then collapsed as well. So you can see this in the crypto market. But the reason that he did this was because what America does is, through the military-industrial complex, is covert operations. And not just casting out America with this, but all these different countries do this as well. These covert operations. And Osama was a CIA asset, covert operation right there. And they left this behind, Biden did, because they're going to use these weaponry for a future operation. That's why he left it there. Like, why would he do that? Because they're going to utilize that for some future stuff in the future, because they are thinking ahead of time. They're thinking way, way ahead. The Illuminati's plans are rolled out every centennial by recruiting young members. And this is what Philo, the second in command of the Illuminati, said. This is just what works, is by recruiting the youth so they can carry on to the plans through the centennial. And the youth don't care about carrying plans on through the centennial, through the 100 years. So they have to bribe them with power and wealth. So to join the Illuminati, you get money, you get a big bank account, you get all these things, but you got to go through the initiations. You got to go through the sacrifice, the humiliation rituals, just like any other secret society. And that's just how it goes. So that's why all these artists, they're always promoted in their youth, but they're not promoted later on. And this goes back all the way to Beethoven and Mozart and even Bach. So this is a symbol I think is interesting. It's called semaphore. The semaphore flag is another symbol. We like to look at different ways the elite communicate. They communicate through symbology, through different codes, like code red. And this Burning Man symbol, I thought, looked very similar to the U symbol. I was looking into it. The flag as semaphore, and this is where they say the hippie sign comes from. I understand that it also could be a broken cross, the hippie symbol that you see right here, but what the Google algorithms tell us is that it's the flag semaphore that makes the ND. So this would be an N, this would be a D. You put it together, it's nuclear disarmament. That's what they say. Here's the Beatles spelling out help on their Help album. And then you can see the peace sign being up and down, like it's pointed up, right? But why is the peace sign pointed down when everyone puts the peace sign upwards? Now, Aleister Crowley came up with the symbol for Winston Churchill, as he was a spy for British intelligence. So there's all this magical stuff happening, and there's a lot of articles talking about how Crowley came up with this. There's multiple articles on this. And he came up with this symbol and he used it on July 19th, which I thought was interesting because July 19th is when this Hoover Dam thing took place, where there was this boom boom at the Hoover Dam. So these dates are very important. I think it's important to look out for the Hoover Dam as well with this whole alien agenda. This whole alien agenda is pretty crazy. And Happy New Year. It's Lashana Tova, which means have a sweet new year. So you eat something sweet. It's the beginning of the lunar calendar. And it could be the Jubilee year. The 50th year is the Jubilee year. the 50th year. It seems like we could be in it. Here's the Liberty Bells dedicated to this. This is when they freed the slaves for the Jubilee and got rid of the debts, as the debt clock is about to hit that $33 trillion. Yeah, hit that like. I don't know how many likes we got up in here, but smash that like button. Thank you for reminding me. But are we in the Jubilee year? The Jubilee year comes right after the Shemitah. Right after the Shemitah is the Jubilee year. And this is very important. It's on the Liberty Bell. And the 50th state, Hawaii, was harmed during the 50th year of hip hop. That's why I'm looking out for 50 Cent. And who's on the 50 Cent? It's JFK. And here's the $50 bill. When you make it a pentagram, it's the Hoover Dam flooding. Just like the $20 bill, you make it a pentagram, a pentagon. The pentagon is the five, which makes the fist, and blah, smash the like button. Please and thank you. Even RZA of Wu-Tang talked about this. This is the whole concept of the fascists, the fascist symbol that's all over America. It's the bundle of sticks with the axe, with the hatchet head at the top, the axe. Because when they all work together, all these secret societies work together, you can't break the bundle of sticks. So even Burning Man is the Pentagon. This event happened at the Pentagon. They don't got any footage, but they showed us this is how it went down, if that's to be believed. In the 90s, they even showed us. This is in the 90s. The Illuminati playing card in the 90s showed this exact event happening. I mean, that's crazy. But if we even go back further to the 1700s, they showed the last two pillars collapsing in the Massachusetts Centennial in 1788. The last two pillars collapsing, the 11th pillar for the return of Saturnia reign. Very interesting. Right here, this priming element. So looking out for Hoover Dam, it's on this 36th parallel. All this stuff be happening on the 36th parallel. It's quite interesting. Anyway, it's Donut. Much love. Happy New Year. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Go subscribe to the Patreon if you like this content and you want to learn more. It's the best way to support us. We just released a new video right here, Strange News and Phenomenons, on this Equinox New Year, Text Alert, Airbnb, and Peru Alien. So you get early access. Got some stuff with Tommy Truffaut up there that's new, with the Ember Rituals, as we're entering the Ember Rituals, and the new documentary, Robot Programming. Anyway, much love and God bless you.